tired, worn out, broken? Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are tired and carrying heavy burden, for I will give you rest." Join us now for this program, I Am Not Ashamed of the Gospel, to hear the message of hope, the message of peace, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Greetings to one and all listening this wonderful morning from New Zealand, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, it's a blessing to be a mouthpiece of God all the way from Fiji at the Suva Seawall. And I believe that the message that we will hear today will minister into our heart that Jesus is a solution to all our problems. Before we go on to our Bible text this morning, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, our Heavenly Father, the maker of the universe, we stand in this morning and we thank you for yet another beautiful day. Thank you, Father, for the life that you've given us this morning, free of charge, oh Father. We're able to breathe, we're able to open up into another new day. And we take this moment to thank you, Father, mightily for your protection, your guidance, and your favor. The things that we go through throughout the week, only you know the mountains and the challenges that we go through. But we are fortunate that we are fortunate and blessed that we wake up again this morning filled with your grace. Thank you, Father, that your grace and peace that you give surpasses all human understanding. We commit this hour, this half an hour into the loving hands of Father. I pray for all those that are listening in from their living room, those that are listening in from their cars, from their workplaces, maybe finishing from the night shift or starting the morning shift, oh Father, or preparing breakfast. Father God, I pray that the truth of your words will manifest into their hearts because you are the solution and life is in your word. Thank you, Father God, for blessing this half an hour of listening to your word. Speak to us as we listen, oh Father. Speak and minister into our hearts as we listen this wonderful morning. We pray and ask all these things in and through the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen and amen. I greet you once again this wonderful morning from Suva, Fiji Islands, to your living room, wherever you're listening from, in the New Zealand, the city that you're listening from, or the town or the suburb area. I take this moment to welcome you and greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the name above all names, the name that make the lame walk again, the name that made the blind see again, the name that healed the woman that was bleeding for 12 years, as foretold in the Bible, and the same name we are hearing this morning. And I believe that the message that we hear this morning will minister into your hearts as we listen and as we meditate on the Word of God this morning. Whatever that you go through, maybe you go through the challenges of life throughout the week at your workplace or in your family or in your social gathering, I take this moment to say that to proclaim that Jesus is the solution to whatever that you are looking for. If you're looking for promotion in the workplace, if you're looking for a solution to fix your marriage, if you're looking for healing, I want to tell you today that Jesus is your healer. Jesus is your source. Jesus will give you promotion because Jesus can do anything from anything to anything. So I take this moment to greet you once again in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our scripture this morning is taken from a well-known verse in the Bible, a well-known story about a woman that was bleeding for 12 years and was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And the text is from Mark chapter 5, verse 21 to verse 34. Mark chapter 5, verse 21 to verse 34. I will read to us the NIV version of the Bible. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you," his disciple answered. "And yet you can ask, who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." May the good Lord bless his holy word that is read to us this wonderful morning. The title this morning is that Jesus will not walk past you. I repeat again, Jesus will not walk past you. We've heard from the story that was read to us. If you have a spare moment today or tomorrow or any time of your life, you read this Bible verse, and we know that God is not a man to lie, not a son of man to change his mind. And we are grateful that this morning, once again, we hear this story. We often hear about this story, and maybe in your Sunday school days, your youth days, and now that you are married and move on with life, you tend to forget all these little Bible stories. And this morning, God wants to remind us again that he will not walk past anybody, anywhere, in any situation. We had a situation that was foretold in this Bible. We had a situation about this story in Matthew, in Mark chapter 5, about this woman that was bleeding for 12 years. And women that are listening here today, or men for that matter, that you know, the physiology of any woman, bleeding in a month, the normal bleeding for menses takes about 4 to 5 days, 6 to the most, 7 to the most. If the woman continues to bleed for 10 days or 12 days, she will be disappointed. She will not be comfortable. She will run to the doctor. But the situation that we heard this morning, it's not 12 days. It's not 12 months. It's 12 years of bleeding. And we can imagine the weakness. We can imagine the people know, and it's a small village, as told by the Bible, and everybody might know each other. So this woman walking there with all her the sickness, with all the weakness, and he was there amongst the crowd when Jesus walked past. So our title this morning, Jesus will not walk past you. So this woman was there looking for an answer. The Bible says she finished the doctors. She went to this doctor and went to another doctor looking for the cure to her illness. She's running around because she's got a solution. She's got a problem. She's running around because she's got a situation. She's running around because she needs healing. And then that day, Jesus was going into Jairus' house to take care of Jairus' daughter, who was also sick, 12 years of age. But then, as she went past the people, the multitude, this woman was there. And then this woman touched his clothes and then instantly got healed. Jesus turned back and asked, "Who has touched me?" "Somebody touched me." The disciple said, "Lord, there's so many of us here. How will we know who touched you?" And he looked back and he said, "Somebody touched me." Most people that day might have talked on the way. There are multitudes over there. And we know when there's multitudes, you know, there's always congestion, maybe on that small street. But there's somebody there that barely needs healing. There's somebody there that really needs the touch of Jesus. Touched Jesus' clothes, and she was healed. There are 3 points that I wish to share this morning. Number one, he knows your situation. Jesus knows your situation. Number two, Jesus can do anything. He can do anything. And number three, Jesus wants to take care of your need. So Jesus will not walk past you. Number one, he knows your situation. You might have a situation right now at your living room. You might be driving in that car and listening to this radio broadcast. Only God knows the situation that you go through. I want to tell you, my friend, if you're listening here today, one mother or father, or if you are a youth or a teenager for that matter, you're searching for an answer, I want to tell you, Jesus will not walk past you. He knows what you go through. He told Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, "Before I formed you in your womb, in the mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. If that is how God knows you, before you were even formed in your mother's womb, meaning before even your father and mother have met, praise the Lord for that matter, he already know you. So if it takes that extent for God to know you, you know, you cannot hide any situation from God. You're going through broken marriage, maybe right now. You're going through a frequent quarrel, a frequent argument with your loved ones or with your husband or with your wife. I tell you right now, Jesus will not walk past you. He's standing beside the door of your life right now and knocking into your heart. If you open the door, the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If somebody hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and dine with him. You may have a good job. You may have a good car. You may be living in New Zealand. Yes, you got money there. Praise the Lord. But that won't give you peace. That won't give you satisfaction. People have good job but still have broken families. Why? Because they miss the point that Jesus is the solution. So wherever you're listening right now, whatever situation that you go through, I might not know the situation. Your husband might not know the situation. Your pastor might not know the situation. Your church, for that matter, might not know the situation. But we serve a living God. We have a Jesus that knows everything, and he can do anything to anybody that is listening right now. So wherever you are, you know that David, King David says in his Psalms, Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my standing up and you know my sitting down. God knows the situation that you go through. God knows the cancer that you go through because God created you, because God loves you, and because God knows the kind of situation that you go through, and he wants to heal you right now. You may be going frequently to the doctors. You may be going frequently to the health facilities, to the hospital for that matter, looking for that answer. But I want to tell you today, you know, doctors treat. The medicine that they give may only last for a few hours, may only last for years. But Jesus comes to give life and life in its fullest. So wherever you're listening right now, you know, you might be hiding that situation, but you can't hide from God. God knows your situation. That's why he won't walk past you. Praise the Lord. Number two for us this morning, he does not only know your situation, he can also do anything in your situation. So whatever situation that you go through, cancer for that matter, maybe the doctor said, okay, you'll go through the chemotherapy. Maybe the doctor said, you go back home and take care of yourself. We cannot do anything. In the medical term, they always write in the folder, TLC, or tender loving care, meaning there's no other things that they can do, meaning there's no other solution. From the medicine they learn in their medical career is just tender loving care, the passionate, the compassion for health workers to give to you. But I want to tell you today, Jesus is our healer. He has done it before, as told in the Bible in Mark chapter 5, healing that woman for 12 years. He can do it again to your situation. Lazarus was dead for four days, in Bethany. Mary and Martha ran to Jesus. Jesus came and said, show me the grave. Mary and Martha said, Lord, you don't understand. It's been 4 days. It's been four nights. He's already dead. What can you do? Praise the Lord. Because Jesus knows that situation. That's why Jesus came to Bethany that day. He could have gone any other day. He could have gone to any other area. Because God knows the situation that Mary and Martha, Jesus knows the situation that Mary and Martha went through that day. He went as Bethany. And as he came to Bethany, they ran to him, Jesus, Master, if you would have been here, if only you would have been here, our dear brother wouldn't have died. Jesus, knowing the situation fully well, he asked them, show me the grave. Just show me the grave. Just show me the grave. Mary and Martha insisted, it's 4 days, Lord. It's 4 days, Lord. It's 4 days. He said, just show me the grave. And as they showed him the grave, he said, just roll the stone out. And he called out, Lazarus, stand up. And we know in a situation, in a death situation, people wrapped in linen, the nurses and the doctors, they might put a cotton swab on the nostrils and on the ears. But that day, hallelujah, I do not know how Lazarus hurt him. I do not know how he stand up. Oh, because Jesus is the healer. Because Jesus can do anything. Amen. He called out, Lazarus, 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 stand up. Praise the Lord. And Lazarus rose from the dead. People were surprised because people didn't realize that Jesus can do that. And the situation that you go through, praise the Lord. I do not know. It may be the extremist in your family. It may be the most extreme situation that you have gone through that challenges the mountains in life. I want to tell you today, he can do anything. He can do anything. If he can make Lazarus rise from death after 4 days, praise the Lord, he can do anything to your situation. I do not know the grave that you are going through right now. Maybe you're telling the Lord, Lord, where were you when I need you the most? If I tell you, if you still have that breath of life in your nostril, he still cares for you because he will not walk past you. This beautiful morning, it's a beautiful morning here in the Fiji Islands, and I believe it's also a beautiful morning out there in New Zealand. We are hearing the weather forecast that rain is coming, thunderstorm is coming. But I tell you, hallelujah, when we pray today, God will move the storm. God will calm the storm because he can do anything. So, my friend, if you're listening right here today on this program this morning, I want to tell you that he can do anything. You may be hiding the grave. You may be hiding that cancer. You may be hiding that broken family from your relatives. You may be hiding that when you are told to go out from your job in that workplace. I want to tell you today, God knows your situation and he can do anything. Praise the Lord. The third and the last point for us this morning, number one, he knows your situation. Number two, he can do anything. And number three, he wants to take care of your need. Hallelujah. So wherever you are right now, Jesus wants to touch you in your living room. Jesus wants to enter into your house right now. Jesus wants to enter into your marriage. He won't wait until you become a preacher to start preaching and he start working in your life. No, if you are doped with marijuana, Jesus can go right into that situation because he wants to take care of your need. In the middle of that broken family, in the middle of that brokenness, in the middle of that situation, he wants to take care of your need right there and then. That's why he said in the introduction of his sermon, of his program, it was read, Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, those who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Wherever you're listening right now in New Zealand, the city or the suburb you're listening from, you're listening from your car, you're listening from your house, I want to tell you today, Jesus is inviting somebody today, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. If you are not weary, if you are not burdened, Jesus is not inviting you. But if you're listening to me right now, you are weary, meaning going through situations in life, going through situations, maybe a defamation of your character. Maybe people talk about you. Maybe people ridicule you. Maybe people gossip about you. Maybe your real mother or your real father has left you. Maybe your real son has left you. If you are weary and burdened, the Lord Jesus said, come to me, I will give you rest. So this morning, if you're listening from New Zealand, I do not know the situation that you go through. But all I know that Jesus will not walk past you because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. No one goes to the Father except through him. Last weekend, we were commemorating the Easter. Praise the Lord. It's a commemoration of when people died, or when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. That shows how much he cares for you. That shows how much he cares for one family that is listening right now. That shows how much he cares for one teenager. Maybe you're drugged up. Maybe you're going through a situation in your life. Maybe you're trying to find the solution to your problem. Maybe you're trying to find a job. Maybe you're trying to develop your education and go into high school and go into university. I want to tell you right now, he said, come to me, those who are weary and...
Praise the Lord. Obambo Tanikenda, we had the word that from Fiji. Na matakamina ni kuwa Obambo Tanikenda Marotaka ni naturangan ko sembarabandu ni sembawbisaw and nandun ang una. Hallelujah. Kenda na kakita nga ako ko pakasangkarati ko. Mwaya kaito ko na wasan ni kalo. Come to me, all of you who are tired of carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Obambo na katawali po na matakansin ni kuwa niyanda rongo dati ko na wasan ni kalo. And na matakani kuwa. Obambo teni kenda babaro tiko kenda na nama kitiko na kalongo ka na senga bandu ni lakusibitiko ena matamene ko na ulutanga lebitiko ni ko ne kalongo na senga bandu ni lakusibitiko ena matamene sinu ko embole na non tambula na bos ne kalwe lakusar maybiti na willing si wol maybiti na matamene sinu ko embole tu kenon non tambula ena matamene ko na dabanga ko lakuturumbitiko na matamene sinu ko to bole mandar ngon turang o Jesus Kristo ena matangone sinu ko ke bagasar ne batu ta katakan na na mate mai na embulumbulu ola sarusa na matangan sinu ko alu na dapam bekan ren re tung goribe ko na bekan guna matangan sinu ko em bole tu kono nonton bula na matangone sinu ko na buno ta kitu mai na nona bosa ni nona na bula nga etu na bosa ni kalu matangan sinu ko ke saroni bisa takana beka ke ngo na ngon turang o Jesus mate Haleluya, oti bana singa, gai bahan bulai kwa tu dake mai, na marama tu rana balabu, haleluya, tena karuna yang baki, haleluya, tarana mbele ni sulu, e bahan bulai na matakwa nasi unu kwa bewakani, na bumla tapa ngayi kwa ndambi tiukina, na dhabi kwa sasanga takati ungori, na kalu ungoi rawata, haleluya, chairo, na matakwa nasi unu kwa, na mbaki tena karuna na lupena ngone lewa, haleluya, tu dake tale, tarana na lingana, tu dake tale, Na dhaba iti ungo ribi kwa dhaba ndende iti kubike anda ura matakamu nani sinu kwa. Awa mbao tini mbole na nontambula na matakamu nani sinu kwa. Na bose ni kalu. Ela kusaru tiku mai na bekwa na talai ni kalu mai biti na matakamu nani sinu kwa. Mbole nontambula na bunuwe dhaba iku barongo mai kena matakamu nani sinu kwa. Reitha talamanda, dhorobu, ngone lewa, takina na matakamu nani sinu kwa. Tua opu na matakamu nani sinu kwa. Na ndende dhaba iti kongori. Yoko suka mbeka tuku mana daka-daka. Yoko baka sanggang gara tiku na matakan sinu kuwa. Na bose ni kalu, haluya, sembera bantu ni bayu bisau. Ya kaya tiku nga namadi uti nga duro sombro kawalu. Ndo langong mebeo, kimitu bayan duang asa awata. Katalota ni dolo-dolong bimbi. Ya kono baka tingin kimitu. Na bose ni kalu ya nabekangu. Sini ndua, sini nunggu bosa. Sini nunggu bosa ni tal-tala ngase biwasi tiku maibiti na matakan sinu kuwa. Na bose ni kalu ya mbula. Na matakan sinu kuwa. Mbole na nonton bula. Na matapan ni sinu kwa. Se situation da pa yuko lako turumatiko. Haleluya. Bangkara daka-daka. Bangkara tiko nung peapa yun isulante na matapan ni sinu kwa. Yuko sasanga tiko. Ulebuno sotapa tiko. Rendre. Rendre tiko na ilako lako matapan ni sinu kwa. Haleluya. O sato pole na biasa na kede. Haleluya. E kadi tiko nung turang o chisu. Na matapan ni sinu kwa. Bindua. Endambe parorong na matapan ni sinu kwa. Tobole man danang ni turang o chisu Kristo. Haleluya. Come and try this Jesus. He never fails. Na matapan ni sinu kwa. Na wekangu, haleluya, duwa nga naya da kito uwe maibuna utakatiko, kito uwe maitukuna tiko inusilante matanuko yokalandi, sepa nuwada mga iku marrongo maikina, na ewe ni poso-poso na Planet FM, na wani poso-poso na matakan sinukua, pa nuwada mga iku ntambikina, bahkan di natamada na turango ni oku arawata, haleluya, ngwani turango chisu sembera bando ni sembau bisau, oku etahumbalin dela ni wai. Haleluya, biso takana wai mewai ni na matakan sinu kwa. Rende dhaba yiku lakotu rumati ungori. Haleluya, ya kaina bose ni kalu. Endua li na kain rende bwana. Haleluya, endua li na kain rende bwana kalu na matakan sinu kwa. Na kain rende bwana tamata. E rao rao bwana kalu. Haleluya, na dhaba saan rende ti ungori biyiku. Haleluya, na matakan sinu kwa. Na bose ni kalu sembera bantu ni bisau. Yiku na tobole na numu kukua na numu buku patamata. Kena numu ganga patamata. Na matakan sinu kwa. Ona odhama yikona nrakai. Haleluya, kona bira yaki, kona nui ngawa, mbole tathapa, liko mbole takana kuku batamata, kena buku batamata ngori na wekangu, na matakan sinu kuwa. Ome mbole na nontambula, na beweka na matakan sinu kuwa. Yuko sungu-sungulu tathapa yuko lewena, na matakan sinu kuwa. Au, bakante itakamanta, haleluya, ni kalungo, haleluya, okoya, erawata na kake nga. Na punu tathapa yuko ndambiki na matakan sinu kuwa. Okoya katika na wanaposa na matakan sinu kuwa. Haleluya, behold, I am at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, and I will come in and have supper with him and he with me. Na kami na matamina sinu kwa. Na nontambula turana. Lebo na buna yuko bebe bangari tukena. Raymanda be chisu na matamina sinu kwa. Obambo te nikenda lao kedha meibiti na matamina sinu kwa. Sana dhabe tina kaba meibiti yuko ngole meikena na matamina sinu kwa. Kenda lutu meibiti. Haleluya. Haleluya. Kenda sini mbubu bakilatu na kauko ni kalungo ni yoko ya na kalungo takataka mana. Bada mamanda mo tobole ni kuwa. Mo baka ndi nataki kuwa manda. Na matakan sinu kuwa. Haleluya. Enda ukaya nangasile ni busuko sungulu lutungo. Kenda sini batabuli di bekenda. Na laki ngaraba na ngoni turango chisu Kristo. E tukuni bekenda. Mekenda ngara lako le ngaraba na lutu. Na matakan sinu kuwa. Kwa yungwanea. Haleluya. Enda lako. Enda lai lutu. Haleluya. Na matakwina nisini kwa, kenda le ngarabu tunga na lutu. Enda loko nga maitumba, enda mai baka ilo watale tu, enda biwali dha, enda bosa-bosa dha. Haleluya, enda naita, tawu, halua na tikina na matakamina sinikuwa. Na wekangu kwa ngonea kebaka yiko banga gara tiko. Halua kese tiko biko kese nda ukana kana tabako tiko. Keo nda ungu niangona. Kiko nda uboso mosa dha tiko na matakamina sinikuwa. Sarota me adu tiko biko nandendre. Mbata nakalo webe nakatoko me bata buli dikenda ura matakamina sinikuwa. Menda urei dikenda ura wabina katalamanta. Na bose nikala weka tiko kwa. Halua matakamina sinikuwa. Hani yoko ya bahambula na marama turun rambalabu. E tiko maina mari kana matakamina sinikuwa. Nikalongo na ulo tanga tiko nikuwa. Nakalongo sanga bantu na nilu aksibiti kona matakamina sinikuwa. Halua, Jesus will never walk past you. That title is wonderful morning. Halua, matakamina sinikuwa. Na dhaba tali tikungori. Halua, kebaka sakai tiko na title. Sena ulu tanga na matakamina sinikuwa. Na ngoni turamu chisu kadesto. E na sanga bantu na nilu aksibiti kona matakamina sinikuwa. Na dhaba indendre tikungori wakangu. Halua, yuko sa tiko mbeka nusilandi. Sakala tu mbeka. Runa mbaki, tona mbaki, vana mbaki. Halua, nakalungo ya tiko na matakamina sinikuwa. Chisu kadesto. Ekae tiko. Halua, na tuini beitu irisin saru ni bebe ni buda. Ekae tiko kwa erawa. Halua, nothing is impossible with this God. Na matakamina sinikuwa. Awo sinikila na situation yuko ndamitu kenungori. Nakanga ukila. Halua, na ngoni turango chisu kadesto. Erawata. Na matakamina sinikuwa. Jesus will never walk past you. This wonderful morning. Yuko ndambi tingori, nuna sasango sasangatiko. Nomu bisnisi, haluya, buli torodake, haluya, nomu pepa, na matakani senukua. Aukai beiko na wekangu, tobole mandana ngonturango chisu kristo, ena matakamina nisengenentai. Au mambouta, andi na bekae, enrenre bekenda na matakani senukua. Vaka andi natanga na ngonturango chisu kristo. Vaka andi natanga, kikonto wili kan lombosa, kikonto ngarabi kalutiko iliu. Nama nikuwa besa otaka manta ngarabi chisu kristo manta baka yalonga kabaka indiye nama tangatisi nikuwa niko lakuma yalonga lakuma yalona namaki haluya bekaku nindone tubo ni kanilutu haluya yuko laku sarangma yambati niko biya maesutapa na numukalu nama tangatisi nikuwa au mbule na nontarumbula nama tangatisi nikuwa oba binataka walibu haluya bule dapanga yuko tiku kiena nama tangatisi nikuwa wambuta nyana rauti kenda binaka na matakamina sinikuwa na beka binaka tatiko nakalu me varitaka bikenda haleluya sakatulu haleluya samai matai January February March April lingo haleluya na wakangu haleluya sabola katali ni be mama mani na mbaki na matakamina sinikuwa na dhaba manda numu tubutuwa na dhaba manda na numu emi na mbaki ngo haleluya bondo na kai ko beba bina kataka haleluya na veka ke te ko beba bina kataka e sine bina katiko tobuli chisu kristo mandan matakani kwa bato ko sen rawandua ni na loko sibitiko o kenda runga haleluya o yaunga batikiko kenda rubingo la kitiko na matakani sinu kwa o mbole na mbula haleluya dorobu ngone lewa ngone buli haleluya ko beba bina kata buli torodake che biengito haleluya sentuna na kai ko lala ba kitiko na matakani sinu kwa tobuli chisu kristo mandan matakani kwa haleluya nakale ile yuko takapitingoro nakale yuko dinati tiko na ngontro no chisu haleluya keep on doing it haleluya because he never fails this wonderful morning haleluya oh matakani kwa wabina katakatunga na bosa ni kalou kenda merongo dati kwa puno mantanga yuko ndambi kia na matakani nesidu kwa dhivu kiso mantanga batika yuna masu na matakani nesidu kwa turanga choba na tamai kebe mbaka loma langi minakabali bina mni bosa minakabali bina mni loma kina muni lo tambu ni baklo ngata ke me bato bata na bukun muni bosa na matakan sin ko muni langiti muni labeti muni bata do taki masa na bukun muni chisu ne mem soro ne mem buni bulan dina do donga emeni emeni emeni
We thank you once again, listeners, for listening to this show. We feel that you've been empowered by this program. We'll be back at the same time next week from 6:05 a.m. to 6:35. You can listen to this week's show online over the next 7 days at planetaudio.org.nz/I'm not ashamed of the gospel.